Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. AJ, explain what a flubble is.
A flubble is a mumble or a flub put together. I made them famous. So we call them flubbles. Mm. And apparently I excel at these. Mm. Although you guys are pretty guilty too sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And each week at this time, we play the best of them.
Yes.
Back. And you think this should be short.
I think I did a good job this week. I don't recall any epic ones. I didn't go home wanting to run into traffic lately.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. Good. This will be short then.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Gonzaga was in trouble. They're in trouble for a while.
Hold on.
What the hell's going on this week?
I love when Phil Clubbles. It's the best.
He's in trouble. Right now, 52 in New Haven.
No accidents currently reported.
Some 52 in New Haven.
52.
I was doing so good. We got a winter weather advisory for the North starting at 11 o'clock tonight. Sun and clouds.
Get
rain tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, bye.
No. An accident in a construction area, Route 8 northbound. northbound between. Route 8 northbound between exits 29 and 30.
I wonder what Phil's writing down right now.
The new Dune movie is nominated for Best Picture.
That sucks.
It's the book no one wanted to read in school. You made it suck. It stinks, okay? Just admit it. It stinks.
What?
Dune. The movie Dune. It stinks. Keep going, Phil.
Olaf in Southington.
Olaf.
Hey, Olaf.
Hey, Meatloaf, got a bone.
From Frozen?
I know.
I just pinched a loaf.
He was with her since high school.
I think he ruined his own marriage. I don't think she had anything to do with it.
Yeah. Sure, blame her.
The media. I blame the media for blaming her.
I blame the media.
I didn't know what to say. I was backed into a corner.
I blame the media.
I blame the media.
Wait. I think a wrecking ball just hit her head.
Yep.
I don't want to be left out.
Right.
I want this for the rest of my life.
You got your whole stack.
Yeah.
That's a Swedish version.
Mike in... It's Frank in Milford, not Mike in Franklin.
Mike in Frilford.
Mike in Frankfurt. They don't serve breakfast.
No.
They serve biscuits.
They serve, basically, breakfast is the chicken, not the egg. Usually for breakfast, you get eggs, you get the chicken instead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Belfast sounds like an important movie.
No. Actually, it's opposite Slim Fast. If you want to gain weight, Belfast. But it was not a flubble. That was not a flubble.
I liked it.
Yep.
Okay, 2021 British coming-of-age drama.
I thought it was brilliant. Okay, fine.
You still going over there? Happening.
He just did a spit take on his own joke, which is almost impossible.
Coffee smells great through your nose, by the way. Just so
how else would you smell coffee other than through your nose?
When you smell blood in a second, you'll shut up.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone do a spit take on their own joke. That's it. That whole facility now.
Yep.
He's the only show.
Him and there was some lady.
Maybe we should do one.
Right. Chaz and AJ.
There's opening.
Wouldn't there be an S on the end of opening?
There's opening.
Yeah. 3 degrees.
Right.
There's opening.
I'm blame media.
Oh, Jesus. It's not bad.
That butter grease the kid's head.
Paul!
That's what the parents... the parents have already gone through all of those steps.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah,
butter,
before they call
spam.
On you.
Yeah.
Spam?
Yeah, the spray stuff.
Pam, not spam.
Whatever.
Spam
is a luncheon meat. So
why is she coming over with all this meat?
How long is your head stuck in there? You want the donuts, you want the great sandwich with the dough, the great coffee.
She cut herself with her fingernail from her hands like flailing.
Yes,
while she was dancing. She's like, oh my God, I cut myself.
Yep.
Just missed my eyeball.
My ball. You're going to like it.
In a world where a man won't talk about his song, yes.
I don't know what you just said. But
I tried to do some. You know what? Up yours and up yours and up yours. I'm writing a freaking song. A very short time from now, I can remember how I beat the living ass out of you. And I almost said the real word. You know, listen to these two bozos over here. All right. I think we're all like even.
Oh, I had a horrible week.
Yes,
wow.
You did. Thank you.
Whew.
Thank you.
Did you see that with your eyeball?
Eyeball.
I'm blame media.
Mambo.
Good morning, Scott Haney.
Good morning, Scott. Scott.
Hello. What did I just walk into?
You don't want to know.
No, well, you don't.
Well, you stepped in it.
It's easier to just act like it didn't happen and move on.
Okay, let's move on.
You want to have a good day? Don't bother.
We heard you have a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
Scott.
Do, 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 do. Sunday is my birthday.
Do, 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 do.
Happy birthday to me.
Na, 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 na.
Today is my birthday. It's my birthday to me. I don't know the rest of the words.
Gotta have a good time.
I want in the song now. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes, and I have to work this weekend.
Oh. What happened?
Ooh. That sucks.
What happened to where you have to work now?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. Lauren needed the weekend off, so we're filling in
weekend.
For her.
Yeah.
I know.
How
I
did she
like,
win
I took
that
last...
one?
I don't know. You know, I just acquiesce. I just do what I'm told.
Well, you got Mark Dixon.
I just come in.
Yeah.
You got...
Mark's working Sunday.
Okay.
You got Snow White, the tiny girl.
Melissa Cole.
Thank you.
Yes.
Snow White. That is awful. What is wrong with you?
That's not awful.
No, we mean in a good way.
I've told her that. She says, yes. You are not the first person to say that.
Right. Or Minnie
she
Mouse.
She is adorable.
She is awesome.
You got to give it to her.
She's fun size.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
She's perfect.
Yeah.
That is so funny. I never even thought of that. Now I'm going to be thinking about that all the time. Hysterical.
And then there's the guy who looks like he could be a mortician.
Oh, what's his name? Connor. Or like Beverly Hills 90210.
I'm like, if I walked into a funeral parlor and saw him in the lobby, I'd
good
be like,
evening.
I could see that.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good
he
evening.
Works the nights. He's not working the mornings.
Okay.
Good exactly. Evening.
There's a storm coming. The lightning bolts are going to come
you
down.
You have a whole team there. Blah, what are you blah. Doing working on your birthday weekend?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, you know, it's just the way I took off last weekend. I mean, I made sure that I went away last weekend. I went to Buffalo. I had a great time.
It looked great.
And I said, yeah, this weekend. And we're going out Saturday night. We're going to go out. We're going to Hamden.
Oh.
Why?
Good luck.
We're going to that plaza where people keep getting mugged.
That sounds like a fun place to go.
You're going there for
exactly,
your birthday.
Right?
Ooh, are you going for dance lessons?
No, I'm going for Johnson's Duck Pin Bowling.
Oh, fun.
You like
it's
duck
in
pin
that,
bowling.
It's in that plaza.
Nobody else does duck pin bowling in the state besides Hamden?
I like Sandra so much, and she owns it, and she's such a sweetheart, so we go and support her and,
good.
You know, give her a little business.
Okay.
She's just a delight.
That's nice.
Not everybody so, that goes me, there gets mugged.
No, yeah.
No, not everybody. No, right. Thank goodness.
Some people so, do the mugging.
It's been bad lately.
That's right. There's those people. And then there's the muggies and the muggers.
Right, right.
Yeah, everybody just, the muggers, please stay away from this weekend.
Take Saturday nice. Night off.
Yeah.
Good. Exactly. I'm not telling them what time I'm showing up.
That's good. They won't be waiting for you. Nothing like that. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
You show up in a station vehicle.
Yeah, really. Yeah, the station logo on.
Oh, that's smart.
Well, yeah, because I used to see
that.
Must be a
that's
news story
really
or
smart.
Somewhere. Yeah.
I think I'm going to call for a police escort.
That's a deterrent.
Yeah, have two cops there in the parking lot already with the lights on. Just roll up. They're thinking just recovering a story.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're reporting.
That's exactly.
Let's go and watch. See, we know the person.
Have you guys ever gone duck? Have you ever duck pin bowled?
Yes.
Yes.
It's been a long time, but
so
I loved
hard.
It.
I've never done that.
I don't remember it being
so hard.
I remember it being fun.
Use actual
fun.
Duck. Use actual ducks.
They're baby balls.
I
right?
guess I didn't care what the score was when I went.
Baby,
that's what I think would happen.
Baby balls and ducks. What the hell's going on here?
They're not
My dream last night is that I bowled a 279. I got the highest score in the history of duck pin bowling.
Yeah, there's never been a perfect
swear to God,
game.
That was my dream. I just remembered it.
He's a duck pin wizard. There has to be a twist.
The duck pin wizard is versus versus
he. He throws it
that's
with his wrist.
Wow.
Okay. So we're going there, and then we're going out to dinner.
Fun!
Where are you going?
Viren in Cheshire.
That is
Viren,
my place,
Rondo,
man.
Osteria.
You are going to have a great meal.
Of course, Phil knows.
Who is cackling in the background?
Are they choking?
I got Nicole and Caitlin cackling in the back.
Are you sure no Neil Heimlich?
They're chiming in this morning.
Oh, okay.
They're like two hens.
Gotcha. They've had too much coffee?
Yes, too much coffee, and we've had some birthday cake from Patty Cake.
Oh, they're all sugared up. Okay.
We're all hopped up on sugar.
Don't worry. An hour from now, they'll crash.
Exactly. We'll all be asleep on the desk for the 8:55 cut-in.
Throw a towel over their head like a bird. They'll go to sleep.
I love cake.
I love cake. I gave it up for Lent, but I did have a piece because I think it's bad luck if you don't have a piece of your own birthday cake.
You have
oh, really?
To. Yeah, it's a requirement. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
you did one year. AJ?
What?
You were on a diet one year. You didn't have your own birthday cake.
Yeah, that was a crappy year, wasn't
doesn't
it?
Doesn't that explain a lot?
Yeah.
She showed a year that you had.
That's right. It's the day after you didn't have your own birthday cake, Ashley walked in.
Right. There you go. See?
So eat the cake.
Ashley
eat two pieces.
Walked in and then COVID hit.
Eat two pieces.
So
duck pin bowling and food. Nice.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so much fun.
Cool.
This sounds like a good birthday weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It works.
Yeah. I'll work a little, take a nap, get out and go up Saturday night, and then rest on Sunday.
Nice.
You should have your birthday off.
You know, we had a riot last Saturday night. You would have had a blast with us.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What happened?
Jennifer's party.
Oh.
I invited you.
Oh, yeah.
You were already going to Buffalo.
Buffalo. Yeah.
Damn.
It's the one
was
thing
it fun?
Need. The one thing we needed was Scott.
Yeah.
That would have been absolutely perfect.
You would have been the cherry on top.
Absolutely.
Right.
Was it a surprise?
It was. She knew we were going to get together with friends for dinner. She didn't know who or how many.
Right.
And then I said,
awesome.
As we're driving there, I said, listen, Rui is the guy who found the place that we're going to have dinner at. He can't make it because he's doing a going away party for a family member. We're going to stop in there. We're going to say hello, and then we're going off to dinner. But it's tuck and roll. You get out of the car, say hello, then we got to go because we're already late.
Mm-hmm.
So when we pulled in the parking lot, she noticed a couple cars. She's like, oh, this is the place.
Yeah,
but she still, until she walked in, had no idea how many people it was going to be.
I mean, Ashley's bright blue Volkswagen sitting right in front.
I was so mad that she brought that car.
I hid my truck behind a building.
We had to take my car because Eric's truck is standard and I can't drive standard.
But
so
it was funny where
wrong.
You parked.
You could have hit it
right
better.
In front.
Like unbelievable.
Right smack in front.
Unbelievable.
Right in front. You like the only thing you could have done better. Or worse, was like park it on the stairs so we had to walk around it.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was near the stairs.
With a banner on it.
Yeah.
You look at the front door, there was a car.
Or have the top down and you're still sitting in
yeah.
it.
Hey! Yeah.
Hey!
What are you doing here?
Hey!
I'm just washing my feet.
I don't wash my feet.
I had to walk a block and a half practically. And she parks right in the front.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
Whoops. Yeah, do you ever think that space might have been reserved for the guest of honor?
Right here, Scott!
So
yeah.
We were late, we were rushing.
How many people were out? How many people were there?
70 people.
Oh my God, that is a lot of people.
Yeah, it was great.
It was a great space.
Great.
It was exactly the right number.
Yeah.
It felt awesome.
No,
didn't
we
feel
needed
crowded.
71.
Yeah, Scott.
Oh,
Scott.
Well, thank you.
Right.
Next time.
We had a band.
Next time.
We had Paul McCurry, comedian.
Yep.
Oh, my God. What a night.
We had cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
Lots of them. Oh, my God. So much cupcakes.
Yeah.
So many
cupcakes.
Was
there a meal as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
Food.
Yep.
Oh, of course.
Chris and
Royce,
brotherly grub.
Yep.
So they were awesome.
Barbecue style.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I love it. That is perfect. I'm glad you had a good day.
Oh, yeah. The night went by in like five. It felt like it was 5 minutes.
It did. Yep. It really did.
Yep.
Megan Dahl came down from Boston.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was Ashley threatened?
No, I loved meeting her for the first time.
No, Megan came over, hand me a resume like she always does. And, and I said, we'll give you a call in about 2 weeks.
No, it's an interesting dynamic because I think that position, like, it's like meeting a past president. You're like,
yes.
I know exactly your life, yeah, what it was like. Yeah. You know, you could completely relate with one another.
And Megan did two terms, so, yeah.
Let's hear the story about you getting your nose broken in there.
Yeah.
Concussion.
I had to put to bed the worst kid every day because I don't complain. It's my toxic trait. And I did. One day he just decided he wouldn't go to bed, and he just, I remember like it was yesterday, he just busted his head right into my nose.
On purpose.
Yeah, I think.
Oh my God.
So. Oh, and then I blacked out and I came to and I was just, and like everyone.
Future MMA fighter.
Yeah. And everyone was on the other side of the room and nobody saw it. Like all the other teachers were putting to bed the other kids on the other side of the room. And I just remember
but
I got
up. This isn't
up.
A kid. He wasn't just getting up.
No, he was like,
he was
I remember
like, I'm
going to
smash
it.
Your face with my head.
And I didn't even know what to do. I was like, did you just do that? And I took him in the hallway and I just looked at my teachers and I was like, I just blacked out. And they were like, when?
I don't know how he fell down the stairs.
And then like,
wow, you're too nice.
It's my God.
Oh, yeah. For me,
I regret it to this day. I didn't say anything right away because the administration was busy with another kid. And I was like, I don't want to make them stressed. And like, but like my nose was like purple. And they're like, oh, I just thought you were having a rough day. That's what
they
said to me.
You'd be the kind of person who would die because you don't want to inconvenience anyone.
Yeah.
Like if you were allergic to peanuts, you'd eat a peanut
eat
and
it.
You'd go off and die instead of saying, hey, can someone take me to the hospital?
I would tell the kid, we're going to play Spaceman and put this plastic bag over your head.
Yeah, like I'm horrible.
See, now, I know you're joking.
Yes.
But man, you know, most people have this, would have a reaction to being assaulted.
Oh, yeah.
That would not be good for a daycare worker.
Yeah, no, when I feel panicked, I react.
I remember squeezing the shelf that was near me. Like, I squeezed the shelf, and then I was just like, and I regret it to this day, because I didn't say anything, and then they were like, the doctor said you can't go to work for 2 weeks, and I told them that, and they were like, that sounds like BS.
Now, when you
I'll
say
never
shelf,
forget.
Do you mean neck?
Right? I'll never forget.
Oh, man.
It was a lot.
If some kid smashed me in the head, I don't think I'd like how I reacted right after that.
Reaction,
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'd be like, oh.
Hey!
Yeah.
Did I do that?
All the other teachers were like, all the teachers, I remember, they're like, you're a better person than me. And I was like, what am I going to do?
I'd be like, oh, he fell out the window. Oh, my God.
What am I going to do?
But I don't want to be a better person.
Oh. I know. I don't want to be an empath.
I threw him too hard. The window was open. No.
Keith and Seymour.
Good morning,
right
guys.
Now?
How are you today?
Wow. Can you make it louder?
How about now? Could you hear me now?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
We sure can.
All right. When me and my brother were kids, we had the girl down the street. She babysat us only once. We turned off all the lights, and we threw all of our shoes and sneakers at her, and she kind of ran out of the house. And called my mother.
You bombarded her.
It's from the other side.
It's from the other side.
He said,
good.
Yeah, he said, shoo, get out of here, shoo.
Yeah, we threw all of our shoes and sneakers at her. And because we were like little brats, I mean, I don't know. It was fun back then, but thinking about it now, it was mean.
Yeah.
Plus, your shoes are heavier now.
Doreen Doreen never came back again.
Oh, Doreen, we're thinking
never
of
came
you.
Back.
Doreen, we're thinking of you.
Okay, but this had to be a planned attack. So someone like, I'm going to get the light switch.
No,
I'm over by the shoes.
Right.
Actually, it was my brother's idea. He was kind of a vicious little kid. But
he was a leader. Yes.
He kind of planned it. He was always a leader.
He was the older?
Yeah, but we threw all of our shoes. No, younger by a year and a half, but he was like.
Baby face spinster.
He was sneakers at Doreen. That was definitely him.
Yeah, well, you knew Doreen because she had this footprint in the back.
No, poor Doreen. No.
Yep.
Wow.
All right, but that's it, guys. Thank you for your show. Love it, and it makes my day
go by
tremendously.
And that was a great story, man.
Ashley, you were a camp counselor for a summer?
I could see it.
I was a summer camp counselor at my old high school for like 5 or 6 summers right in a row.
Well, you were probably good at that.
Was it camp WTF?
Oh, I was great because my favorite season is summer.
It was great.
And we just would go out and play all day, you know, play games, dodgeball, soccer, kickball.
Then it's the age come back. Yeah.
We used to, if it was a really, really hot day, we used to ask them to line up and put their, you know, head down so we can wet their head and neck because it would, you know, be hot, humid. You don't want the kids passing out left and right.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you have that annoying kid. Oops, sorry. Did I get your eye?
I hear that.
That's hilarious.
It was an accident, I swear.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, but it was a lot of fun. And then on rainy days, you would go in and do perler beads and gimp.
Yeah, it was a good time. There was just days where I was out of it.
No, it's great if the kids are behaved.
Yes,
but when
great
they're
day.
Not,
when they're not, it's like you.
You just want to stuff them in a closet, close the door, and say, "Stay in here until you're better."
There's just
that's
so
bad,
many
right?
things.
That's bad. Just okay. Just yeah, one reference.
Not good.
Yeah, we're gonna play this game called "Hold My Breath for 8 Minutes."
Yeah.
At the end of every week, we'd have a sort of like a talent show. So we'd work on it all week, and then the parents would come.
Wow,
that's cool.
And then we would perform it. And I remember I was working with the little kids, and one guy decided to just go rogue. A little boy decided to, instead of singing or dancing what we had rehearsed, just pretend to be a frog.
It's pretty cute.
And just did ribbit across the entire stage during the whole performance. I'm like,
that's see, that sounds nice. That's different. You that, like had goals.
That kid thought out of the box.
You had nice goals.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to try something different. Interpretive dance. I'm a frog.
Not what we practiced.
What was he supposed to be?
He was supposed to stand up there nicely in a group with all the other kids and sing a song.
This is not what we practiced.
Well, you know what? Hilarious. To be honest with you, if you're giving me directions, I'm a frog too.
I wonder where that kid is now.
I wonder. I was just thinking the same thing. I wonder what he's doing.
Where's Frog Boy?
An influential congressman.
Yeah.
Something that's very creative.
He's lighting the world on fire. He's an arsonist.
Paul in Wallingford.
Yes, good morning. I was in charge of an archery range, and I was basically babysitting these kids. And one of the kids decided to shoot an arrow up in the air, and I screamed at him. And luckily, the kids ran, so no one got hurt. But needless to say, I didn't have that job anymore because I yelled at the child for shooting an arrow in the air.
Oh,
so, yeah, it was a pretty horrific story.
I mean, wow. I'm thinking if you're shooting an arrow into the air, don't have the kids run for a second until the arrow lands. One of the kids is going to, that kid has a stem now.
Yeah.
Hey, there's good luck and there's bad luck.
Wow, that kid has bad luck.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
Got him right in the head. Looks like a wick.
Wow, so you can't even yell at kids.
You can't do anything.
Then why take the job?
All right. You know what's interesting is that we were talking about this yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour, like what the hell is going on in these schools?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's starting in the daycare.
Younger now?
It is.
Can't raise your voice.
Yep. You
can't. Nope.
Shoot an arrow in the air. You can't get yelled at that.
Until I was 5, I didn't know actually adults could talk in a low tone of voice. Everybody's talking like this.
Yeah, that's what Italians do.
Yes.
Every single time.
Yeah. That's how it should be sometimes.
To be heard, you have to scream the loudest.
I'm like, oh my God, they talk lower.
Oh, that's no. Awesome. I just remember a kid bit me, like, same kid, bit, like, through my skin, and I just went to the office, and I just, like, I just pulled up my sleeve and went like that.
What, did you watch Piranha?
It was just like that.
Wrong school.
And, like, literally, like, the next week I went to this kid's birthday party because he invited me, and I was just like, this is why I'm the way I am. Right. why am I like this?
I stepped on his cake. That's for the bite. Oh.
But I'd like to know what that kid's doing now.
Me too.
How old would he be now?
He was 3 in 2016.
Okay. 5, 6, 7.
That's 6 years ago.
Wow. I'm old. So he's nine.
Oof. So probably not doing much right now.
Probably not doing much.
Just
probably in prison.
I'm Facebook friends with his mom.
He assaulted her twice.
I think he's doing well.
Smashed his head into her face and then he bit her.
He ate the baby.
He's locked up.
I just never said anything. Everything's fine.
They called the kid Wild Bill.
We used to give all the kids nicknames so we could talk about them in front of their face and no one would know.
Yeah. Oh my God.
We had a Dean Martin. We had a Jerry Lewis.
Oh, Ashley, that's such a thing.
There was no A-hole.
That's such a thing.
There was no A-hole.
We all had different names.
Jerry Lewis painted himself blue again, damn it.
I just will never forget. I used to do this impression of one of the kids' moms, and one of the kids at drop-off, all the moms were in, and he went, Lissa, do Suhani's mom. And Suhani's mom was right there, and I was just like,
no, no, no.
I was like, you're so smart.
We cannot do that. No, no.
I was like, I will
be
too.
Hi, I am Suhani's mom. I am a smart lady. I work really hard and raise great children.
My daughter taught me so much about you. No, that's not good.
Wendy in Middletown.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, thank you.
So I have a story that made me feel really uncomfortable when I was babysitting a few times. I used to teach swimming lessons, and I would bring home these two boys and just watch them for a few hours before the mother would get home. And one of the younger ones, you know, we were just hanging out watching TV for a little bit, and he started, and I hope I say this kind of politically correct, so to speak, but he started touching himself in places that I was like, what's he doing? And I was really uncomfortable as a 17-year-old. And thankfully, the older brother was there. He was, maybe a year and a half or 2 years older. And he told them to, like, stop it. But I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I didn't know what to say, what to do. And it was just super uncomfortable.
How old was he, the kid who was touching himself?
They were in elementary school. So they were probably, like, in first or third grade, around that age.
Oh, like seven?
He was just discovering himself.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a thing.
He was discovering himself, yes.
Seven.
I have, like, a mom friend, and they call it happy hands.
If he was he looking...
Happy hands?
Was he?
Sometimes there were jazz hands.
Happy hands.
Jazz hands.
Like, say it.
Happy hands.
What are you doing? A drum solo down there? What are you doing?
Put your happy hands away, mister.
Stop
That's
that.
Because if no one tells you, you shouldn't be doing that in front of people.
You just don't know. You're just like, this feels right.
You know what would be funny, like, right, for a reality show is, like, to have a group of just a whole... Yeah, like a town that's just, you don't tell anyone anything.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And then just release them.
See how they turn out? That's funny.
Because we know it's bad to, like, just pull it out and start doing things in public. Yeah.
Wait, let me write this down.
It is?
Sorry, Wendy, what were you going to say?
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, well, my brother was older, so I had no idea, like, the age, you know, and I just was like, what is going on here? And I just didn't know what to do, didn't know what to say to anybody. So I just kind of sat there and was like, okay. You know, it was super uncomfortable for me.
It was interpretive. He was saying he was building blocks, you need a hammer.
That's wild. Yeah, luckily the brother said something.
Right.
Yeah.
Stop
that.
Yeah, thankfully he was there and he said something.
Well, for the brother, it had to be that awkward moment, like when a friend comes over and your dog starts humping their leg.
Yeah.
It's like, stop that.
Right.
What's going on? Yeah.
My brother's being a weenie again.
We're going to put you in the running for the Tenacious D tickets. Do we have your number?
No, I don't think so.
All right, you're going back to Phil. So it'll be like, hold this all over again.
Linda in Bridgeport.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is that Linda?
Well, she said her name was Linda, so.
But is it Linda?
Is it Linda? Linda.
I had it here. Linda.
You can hear the sweetness in her voice.
Yes.
I'm so nice. I have a story about my grandson.
Ooh, tell.
Oh, you're narcissistic.
I'm a practical joker, so my grandkids get it from me.
She is.
So he went to school. He was about in the second grade, and he's obsessed with South Park.
Anyway,
we get a phone call. We get a phone call later on the day. Somebody took a poop in the urinal. It was my grandson.
Oh, he's close.
That's amazing.
He's close.
Be honest. How did that make you feel? Proud or?
Well, you used
it
the water.
It is kind of impressive.
It is pretty cool.
Well, you used the water thing as a bidet.
Sounds like it's happening right now. Lisa Wetzel was on the show.
That was her singing, right?
You played Blair.
Nice. Hey.
That was not me singing. That was Charlotte Ray singing.
Charlotte Ray sang? Mrs. Garrett sang? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I could tell it was her voice.
She was a Broadway star, but way before she got to television.
Oh.
She was great.
Yeah,
she was cool.
That whole cast, that was magical, wasn't it?
We covered her collection in the season 2 of Collector's Call. We did her collection. And it was great because I learned things about her that I didn't know. And I've known her, 40 years. But, man,
she
lived quite a big life before she ever got to Facts of Life.
Well,
but that, I don't remember that song being used as a theme song. Do you?
That was the very first season she sang it. And then after that, I think Gloria Loring recorded it.
Yeah, because it was a single person.
I think there might have been another version, too.
Yeah, I remember it just being one person singing Take the Good, Take the Bad, Happy and the Sad, the Facts of Life, yada, yada. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Gloria Loring then, because that was the version that sang the most time.
This is it.
This is the one I remember, yes. And this is Gloria who? The Facts of
Life. Gloria Loring, great singer on her own right, Alan Thicke's wife.
Okay.
Alan Thicke's mom.
Oh, really?
The family has too much success.
Yeah, seriously. Well, except for the father dying, but
Alan Thicke wrote the theme song.
Oh.
Is that right? He was a big songwriter, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a singer at one point. He had a song.
Well, he wrote a lot of theme songs for sitcoms back in the day.
Phil, can you look that up?
Yeah.
He probably made more money on that than anything he ever did.
Right. Yeah, Thicke was his wallet.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I read this somewhere recently and didn't know all this time that he wrote television theme songs.
Yeah. Look at that.
Holy crap.
Using that thick head of his, yep.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
And you taught us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you know, how many people...
You know, passing down Mrs. Garrett's legacy.
Look at you.
Yeah, you know, that was such a great show. It's very rare when you get, you know, just a great cast, great writing.
Yeah.
Great storyline. It was an original idea.
It was. Girls' school, yep.
Yeah.
Dormitory.
Yeah, Norman Lear had he just had the golden touch. He knew what I think the generation needed. And in some cases, he knew what would, you know, continue to be generations ahead of his time.
And you had some and you also had some breakthrough stars in there too. You had Jay Leno back in the day was a guest on there. You had George Clooney back when he had dark hair.
Yeah, we had David Spade, Helen Hunt.
It's like a launching
Molly
point.
Greenwald, of course, was in the first.
Oh my God! Cast, yeah, but she was a kid. Yeah, she was one of the kids. Was she just like someone's
Maya
cousin?
Maya Bialik and Juliet Lewis. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, we're on 9 years, so a lot of up and comers up and just absolutely flew.
So, Lisa, we're a New Haven radio station. I just looked up Norman Lear. Norman Lear is from New Haven, Connecticut.
Is he really? Norman Lear's from New Haven, Connecticut?
Yes, and I'm choking on a nut right now as I'm trying to tell her.
Remember the episode when Blair gave the Heimlich?
We need that right now.
How did you do that exactly? Go slowly.
You push the chest. Yeah, right.
And get what's in your freaking throat. The facts of life.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
The breath of life, yes.
The Heimlich?
Look at you, what you did to us.
Wow, that I didn't realize that Facts of Life was a Norman Lear show. Holy cow, he came up with a lot of shows.
All the Family, stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
All of the Family.
He's 99 and
he's
still as sharp as a tack.
He's still alive.
He's 99 and still very, very sharp.
Wow.
Listen to these shows. All in the Family, Sanford and Son, Maude, Good Times to Jefferson.
Damn!
One Day at a Time. Mary Hartman, The Dumplings, there's all...
The Dumplings.
And the list keeps going. Yeah, well, once I got to The Dumplings, I'm like, yeah, I think I'm good.
Now that was his dinner order.
Wow. That's something. So that you had to be something very special for him to say, yeah, pick her for that important role.
Well, she's perfect for it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, right now I'm on your show to promote season 3 premiere of Collector's Call, a television show I host on MeTV, where I travel the country meeting people and finding, you know, they're learning all about their massive collections and the stories behind them. And it's just a really entertaining, fun show that, you know, it's nice to have 30 minutes in the middle of your week where you can just kind of travel back a little bit to simpler times.
That sounds great. Tell us about one of the collectors you came upon that we should watch.
Well, actually, the season premiere of Sunday Night has a great collector because he has, like, anything for everybody. He has television props, movie costumes, you know, famous people, famous musicians, things from their personal life. So there's going to be something that in that show that, you know, everybody's going to go, oh, my gosh, I wish I had that.
Oh, that's a great episode. But do you get your weirdos too, like fingernails?
Gum. Yeah, gum.
Hair. Totally. You think you're joking? Yes, of course. In season one, we found a collector who had collected locks of hair from presidents, and he had George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Martha Washington.
Wow.
How he got the hair?
We had him
I don't
on
know.
Here.
Yes, yeah, I think we know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had him on.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so I'm guessing rock memorabilia, sports memorabilia,
right.
Normal.
Right,
like
cars.
Have you had cars.
Toys.
Have you had anyone that's been like, I don't know, this seems weird. Like
I
want to
get out of his
dolls.
House. Yeah, I want to get out of his house right now. Yeah.
Every penny I've ever found.
Yeah.
Right. I collect hosts.
No, we typically don't film those.
Okay.
We film the ones that... You know, got great stories and some great collections that make sense.
Well, this sounds like a fun show, and that's what we need now.
Yes, as you referred to.
Yeah, we need more fun stuff like this, like
cool
this show.
Stuff, yeah.
Will those Beanie Baby collections ever be worth anything?
Oh, my God, I have so many for you.
That's a great one.
I want to collect money.
We have not covered a Beanie Baby collector.
Okay.
I'll give you my number.
So it's the new season of MeTV's original series, Collector's Call. New episodes starting this Sunday at 6:30. And the series is hosted by Lisa Lutchell.
Nice.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, it's awesome.
This is like the almost like Super Bowl Sunday for kids.
It is. It's really exciting. I'm going to have cheese and crackers.
And wine?
No hot dogs.
No, it's weird to drink wine alone. So I'll have like cheese and crackers and maybe pink lemonade.
Oh, I do it all
pink
the time.
Pink lemonade.
I love pink lemonade.
Really?
Yeah, I get the sugar-free kind because it feels like it's like low fat.
Why would you be alone? Why wouldn't you invite some friends over?
Listen to cook.
Right. Who would want to watch this with me? No, nobody. Nobody wants to watch the Oscars, period, anymore.
What kind of cheese and crackers?
That's wheat thins and that port wine cheese.
AJ's available.
Maybe come by.
So delicious.
Who needs friends when he can just rage into his echo chamber on Twitter?
Right. It feels right. I've got Twitter to be my friend during the whole evening.
I don't need you people. I have Twitter.
But if you think about it, and you guys sort of said it on the air the other day, like nobody cares about this Oscars. So truly, even Joe Myers, the movie guy, would rather creep on like dead actresses from the 1940s than talk about the Oscars. Yeah. You know, like, so I'm the only one.
Who's hosting?
It's three hosts.
Yeah.
Three female comedians. Wanda Sykes, Amy Schumer, and another woman whose name I forgot.
Regina Hall.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they're going to do that. I guess everybody's going to do an hour.
A segment, yeah.
And remember, they deleted a bunch of categories. So all the things we've complained about over the years, they fixed. They got rid of 8 categories. So we'll end at the 3-hour mark. It won't be forever long. And in theory, they'll let the speeches that are interesting go a little bit longer because they'll have the time. But again, it will just be me.
So no best costume. Said that it's going to be more about movies. So if you're into movies,
yeah, less
you'll
inside
like that more.
What does that mean?
I heard that clip. You played the clip of the guy.
Yeah, Will Packer.
And it meant nothing. It was buzzwords. Right. If you're into movies, watch the show about the movies. Okay, all right.
Yeah, that's like the mob saying, "It's okay, come on over here for a second.
Just know that
hang out for a second."
In 1998, 40 million people watched it. Last year, 10 million people watched it.
Wow,
that's a big difference. But that's part of my top 5 list. We're ruining my list.
Okay.
Damon Law, Boss Keith, top 5.
Okay, so some of these are predictions. Some of these are things about the show. So number 5, it is not going to be funny.
No.
So it will not be funny. Anytime they try to script this or have like kind of unique funny ideas, it never works.
It bombs.
What the show should do, this is what I wanted that producer to say the other day. It should be montages. I've said this for years. I've said this on this show. It should be a montage about great opening movie lines, and then they give an award. Then a montage about great jump scares in movie histories. Then they give an award. Then the funniest whatever. Then they give an award. That's what it should be. All
but
montages.
Through the year?
Yeah.
Or through,
through history.
Right.
So it's
you can only do that once.
No. So it's different categories. So it's funniest movie lines ever is a montage. So they show, I don't know, 20 really funny movie lines in movie history. Then they give out the award for best actress. Then they show best movie makeout scenes through history. And then they give out best actor like that. That's what they should do.
You can only do that once. Well, what do you do next year?
Well, we don't worry about it. We got to live in the now.
Right. Just
we worry about next year year, right?
A comet could hit the earth right now.
Right. We
got to
worry about the show we're doing today.
Right.
We don't worry about next year.
Same.
Yeah.
I think this producer guy that they definitely like cut off in that clip.
Oh, yes, they did.
They were like, all right, buddy, stop talking.
Right. We'll play him off.
His idea should be to come up with 10 awesome montages and make that. That's what the people want. I promise you.
You know what happens is people, the expectations get so high, the revenue gets so high that they don't want to just have a camera go out into a crowd.
No.
Or
it's going to be like a spectacle. Right.
Right. And then so what do you have to blow it up.
Right. It's true.
Yep, rebuild.
And start over.
Yep. Next year we can do a montage of all the best montages within movies.
Right, I can think of 100 montages they could do. I could supply this show for 10 years at least.
Wow.
I definitely could. I could think of 100. I'm not going to do that now. That would take a bit. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're only on until 10.
They did try to do that with Billy Crystal. Billy did it successfully. The movie nominated movies, and there would be a montage, and he would walk through some
scenes.
It was funny.
So this year, they're going to do something for The Godfather. So there's going to be like a whole Godfather. So I think they said to themselves, like, hey, is there a movie we could celebrate that people liked? Because all the movies that are nominated for Best Picture, no one knows. And they're like, The Godfather. It's 50 years.
Thank God.
Right. Thank God.
Our Savior.
Hey.
which brings me to number four, the ratings will be down. So, like I said, every year the ratings have been down, 40 million to 10 million. I think it will be even lower this year. They're trying things. Beyonce, The Godfather, Billie Eilish. But the problem is when people don't know the movies, they don't watch the show.
Yeah. They don't know their audience. No, they're bringing in people to try to attract the young audience, Billie Eilish, but then they're talking about these movies that young people will never go see.
Yes.
Yeah, one casts out the other.
There are no hits. The top 10, the 10 Best Picture nominees, none of them were really hits. So in 1998, when they had the best viewership, the Titanic was nominated, which was the biggest movie of the time.
Right.
The reason they went to 10 Best Picture nominees is so they could nominate movies that people liked, big sort of popcorn movies, but it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So there's a movie like Spider-Man, which was a huge hit.
Billions of dollars.
That got tons of critical acclaim, right? Didn't get nominated.
Yeah.
Stupid. You know, it was stupid.
Yeah, it's good. My box office scores.
Backwards.
Well, their real problem is people that grew up loving the Oscars, like me and AJ, don't like it anymore.
No, we're done.
It's gone. It's
not
for us.
Anymore. I don't play anymore.
Then, but now, young Chaz, my son, not interested, was never interested.
Right, so who's there? Who's going to watch?
Who's the audience?
It's true.
The stars in the movies.
And like how many movies has AJ seen from this list? None, because none of them are mass appeal movies.
Thank you.
None of them feature a car.
I got better things to do.
You don't. You don't have better
trust
things
me,
to
I do.
Do.
I don't tell you everything I do.
You know, sit in that garage.
Also, this is the group.
Gotta drink those martinis, take pictures of his feet. I get it.
Yeah, one day I'll leave the car running and you're all gone.
The group, during the ratings, please.
This is a group that says that everyone gets a trophy.
Yep.
Except us. We have figured out a way to just give trophies to certain people.
Right. Okay, so now my three predictions. I'm going to do the three biggest categories. Best actress is one of the big ones this year, and the issue is I haven't seen a lot of these movies.
Oh, wow. You're behind.
Is where there's somewhere in Hollywood there's an alarm going on.
This is the biggest problem yet.
That crazy guy in Connecticut didn't see
a movie. They expect me to be gone. They expect someone like young Chaz to not be interested.
I wasn't there in the first place, yeah.
There are two movies. One is called Lost Daughter, and one is called Parallel Mothers, which just look like bummers. And you know, sometimes
we have enough.
I just can't have any more bummers.
We had 2 years of it.
Yeah, so those movies aren't nominated for Best Picture. It's just Best Actress. So I said, I'm not going to watch these bummer movies. When all the Best Picture movies are bummers, I'll at least watch those. So two of the Best Actresses, I haven't seen their performances. But you read all the articles, and the one movie I did see was The Eyes of Tammy Faye Baker, which is you can get on HBO Max.
Jesus!
It's great. It's really great.
Jesus!
Is that Tammy Faye Baker?
Yes. Have you ever heard her speak?
Yeah.
Jesus! Did you like Jesus?
And then AJ won the award for Best Actress. Congratulations.
He did his own makeup, too.
The Tammy Faye story.
Jesus!
So this is it's not a bummer movie. It's super interesting. And she's great, Jessica Chastain, who's going to win this award. She's great as Tammy Faye Baker. So if you know the story, which I didn't, I knew bits and pieces. Like, it's a really good movie.
And the Academy already likes her.
Yeah, she's never won. She was great in The Help. She was great in Zero Dark Thirty. So, like, this is her coronation.
Didn't Tammy Faye do that song?
1, 2, 3, the devil's after me.
No? Who was
but
that?
She did do songs. Like, the whole movie talks about these albums that she released. And she has songs that, I guess, sound sort of like that.
I'm just so glad there's no sex tape with her and Jim Baker.
No. I think you might be right.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, the devil's after me.
Oh, my God, my ears.
4, 5, 6, he always has his tricks. Yeah,
something like that. I hope she wins so AJ can do this all month.
Oh, my God, please, no.
I have no voice.
Can you look up at Tammy Faye?
She definitely has, like, fake religious hits, though. Right. Tammy Faye, like, she sold a lot of records that were... This sounds nothing like AJ's impression.
No, she had this song, 1, 2, 3.
But this doesn't sound like you.
She didn't always sound like that. That one we had, that was, she sang like that.
Was that her or was that the singing psychic from Dallas,
no,
Texas?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Fran.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, oh my God. 3, the devil's after me.
If I never hear that again, I'm all right.
I know.
I'm good.
Jeez. Now I want to hear the original.
I'm good on whatever's happening over here.
Why, does it annoy you, Ashley?
Yes.
4, 5, 6, he always does his tricks.
Is that it's about like the bad
about
things
the devil does? Yeah.
Oh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.
We have it somewhere. I know that. That's how I heard it.
Is this it? Oh, I hate, is this Tammy Faye Baker?
One, two,
three. Oh, it does sound like the impression.
Thank you.
I mean, it sounds just like him. Yeah, me too.
This is worse than Shirley Temple.
That's it. I want to see Money right now.
What's that, Tammy Faye Baker, though?
It says songs and stories by Jim and Tammy and their friends.
Oh, so it's like the maybe it is you.
Six-year-old AJ.
Right. Okay. Now, number the next one. Best
By the way,
actor.
It's a minute 10. That's a good category for AJ in a box. I'm writing that down.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
You brought it on yourself.
No,
this
I did not.
All right. Next one. Best actor. I think this is the easiest word of the night. I think Will Smith wins it. He's good in this movie. He plays the Williams sister's dad.
This is why people like don't watch King Richard, something like that.
King Richard. Yeah. It's a mainstream movie.
That's Richard Petty.
You know, Will Smith has really been working at this. He's been trying to get an Oscar for years. He played Muhammad Ali. He's done a bunch of serious
movies.
He
protested an Oscars night because he wasn't nominated.
That's right. He's so good in Independence Day. So maybe this is an award for Independence Day.
And the Pursuit of Happiness movie. And
that's another one.
Yeah, that's one.
Trying
to
get an Oscar for years, for 20 years.
Wild West is good.
That is a terrible.
I know, kidding.
Oh, he's for 20 years he's been trying to win an Oscar.
He has.
So this is his time. He's going to win it. If you bet on this award, that's the one to bet on. But I'll tell you, Andrew Garfield in a movie called Tick, Tick, Boom, which is on Netflix. He's also nominated. He's excellent. You'll never watch that
Nightmare
movie.
Nightmare Alley. What's his face?
Cooper.
Bradley Cooper. Was he nominated?
He is not
he
nominated.
Should have been.
He's good in that.
The movie's nominated for Best Picture.
Nightmare Alley gets stupid when they leave the circus. Really good in the circus and then sort of loses.
Really?
It. Yeah. I like the circus part. Mm. The freaks. I don't know. Yeah, so Will Smith is your winner. This is without question. You can mark this down and play this back on Monday.
Really?
And AJ can do that song and I'll
does
say.
Does anybody want to bet Keith?
All right. When it's randomly Denzel Washington.
Right for the
Nick I'll do
Beth
10
movie.
Bucks.
Yeah. $10?
You're going to bet me $10?
I'll do $10, yeah.
All right, done. Yeah, it's Will Smith wins it.
Cool.
So you have the field.
Right.
You have everybody
and
else.
Have Will Smith.
And I'll take Will Smith.
So anybody but Will Smith, $10.
Correct.
Keith, the smart person would ask AJ to show it to him now because I don't think he'll have it.
I always
I'm
have
joking!
Money.
I'm the first one who pays you, boob.
That's
one,
true. No, he
two,
is.
Three.
You guys take freaking months. I know there's still money you guys owe me.
Now the big one, best pitcher. So a lot of talk about Power of the Dog, which, spoiler, was kind of boring and terrible.
Too long.
Too long, sort of western-y. Again, a message for no
need
for
end,
a message.
I don't want messages. What was the point?
I didn't love it. And a Netflix movie. And remember, the Oscar voters hate Netflix. So they nominate all these Netflix movies, but Netflix hasn't really won anything. So I think the movie that's going to win is actually the best movie of the bunch, which is Coda. And you're going to say, oh, it's an Apple movie, so don't they hate Apple? But Apple did it right. They've wooed all the Oscar voters, and then they released it into theaters for free. They gave Coda to all the movie theaters without any charge.
How did it do?
No one won. But it is an excellent movie, and it's really well done.
What's it about?
I'm going to say this, and you're going to say, I'm never watching this movie, but it's good. So it takes place in Gloucester, Mass., and it's about a woman whose whole family is deaf.
That's what it stands for.
CODA stands for something of deaf adults, some child of deaf adults, I think. But she's great in it. Everybody who plays the family is great in it. The dad's going to win Best Supporting Actress. It's a nice, feel-good, smart, like, great movie. It's great. It's the best of all these movies. So that's the one to see.
That one will win?
That will win. That is my prediction.
Wow.
Over Power of the Dog.
That was a Zeppelin album, too, CODA.
The worst of the Zeppelin albums, the best of the Best Picture nominees. So that is my prediction. And all these other Oscar movies, if you haven't seen them, I don't think you're really missing much this year.
Yeah.
I tell you, I saw that Dune. It's like 2.5 hours of sand. And you're like, get me out of this
Dune
Elm
sucks.
Movie.
Oh. Yeah.
You want that life back. Yes.
Oh, my God.
My 2 hours back.
So, yeah, if you're going to see anything, it's CODA. And I think it's going to win. And it should.
All right. Good.
And there you go, everyone. I'll see my $10 on Monday.
We'll see what happens.
Bye.
Oh, I'm sorry. Close
that. That moves after me.
Five,
great.
Wow.
We always have interest.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.